Regular agenda, item 826.
Charlie, I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Authorize a partial compliance agreement between the city on behalf of Portland Parks and Recreation and Laborers Local 483, Laborers International Union of North America, that partially implements arbitrator David Steitler's opinion and award concerning the bargaining unit work grievance filed under the Recreation Collective Bargaining Agreement.
Okay.
Mayor, I move to suspend the rules.
Motion to suspend the rules. Is there a second?
Second. I think we do this with unanimous consent.
Okay. Any objection? So the rules are suspended. Is there another motion?
This is a second reading.
Mm-hmm.
I was not here last week, but I have been briefed on the issue. It is a second reading, but I would move prior to the vote that we put an emergency clause on the ordinance.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Any direction or counsel from staff before we act on a motion to add the emergency clause to this?
No, Mayor.
Okay. Roll call to add the emergency clause, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. Any further recommendations from you before we act on this now? Emergency ordinance?
No, we are just here to, if there was any questions, understand
okay.
It's a second
questions
reading.
Questions for staff? If not, second reading, roll call, as amended.
Saltzman?
Well, last week I expressed my expectations of behavior, ethical behavior that should be conducted with bargaining units and city representatives during negotiations. And what was clearly gnawing at me was the fact that Local 483 owes the city $80,000 for past behavior, and other bargaining units in the city have paid what they owed us, but 483 had not. And that nod at me was probably evident last week from my behavior. I sat down with representatives of Local 483 this week and heard in greater detail their side of why the balance had not been paid. And as we know in this business, there's always at least two sides to every story. I appreciated them taking the time to come by and have a talk. And while I still fully don't understand all the arguments of the disputed outstanding balance, I probably never will. Labor relations can be pretty arcane and somewhat of a black box to me on some nuances. But I do have the utmost gratitude and respect for the job that our men and women in the Parks Bureau do. And my further protest by delaying the implementation of this ordinance would serve no purpose but to delay hardworking employees from becoming full-time employees and also some of them getting health insurance coverage. And I definitely do not want to do that. I see no further point. I think I made my point about my concerns, and I'm prepared now to support this agreement and mainly to see that the hardworking employees in the Parks Bureau get their proper due as determined by the arbitrator. So I vote aye.
Novick?
I really appreciate the fact that Local 483 and the commissioner sat down and had a conversation, which has led us to this result. Thank you very much, both of you. Aye.
Fish.
There are two issues really before us today. One is compliance with an arbitrator's award, and two is our continuing efforts to provide full-time employment with benefits for our hardworking frontline employees. And there's a convergence. Council has been grappling with how to implement this award, and it is a challenge in part because of the dollars we have to identify to pay. But let there not be any doubt that the council has collectively a commitment to raising the working conditions of people who work for the city. And so I thank our HR team, the mayor and Commissioner Fritz, and my colleagues who have been grappling with this, and I fully support this, what we call phase one of the resolution of this grievance. Aye.
Hales.
Well, our Parks Commissioner is not here today because she's visiting her family in England, so maybe she's watching us online and drinking a glass of good British port to celebrate. I hope so. But I want to mention her not only because we know how committed she is to this relationship, but because she has three priorities for the Parks Bureau that this council shares and that I know Local 483 shares, and that is to put the system into good repair. She is constant in her attentions to that issue here in our discussions, whether it's about budgets or anything else, to put the great park system that we have into good repair, to expand its reach to people that don't have access to parks yet, to make us a city of opportunity where everybody has access to parks and recreation. And then third, to be a city of opportunity where kids that need to have access to recreation get it and aren't kept out by the imposition of a fee that ends up being a barrier. And some of our parks team who've done such a great job of implementing that direction are here. Well, all three of those priorities are shared between us as a council and with the great bureau and with Local 483, but they won't be accomplished without the work of our employees and without an effective partnership. So that's why getting to yes on this particular labor issue is really important, because we all have a lot of work to do to make those goals real, of a system in good repair, of a park within walking distance of every Portlander, and of kids that need recreation choices getting them. So there's a lot of work that has to take place, a lot of extra hours worked. I was out at Dishman last week and saw the heroic effort that our recreation staff are putting on there to deal with 2,000 kids who've taken us up on the opportunity for a free summer pass. What a great problem to have. The center's full of kids. So there's a lot of work to do, and I just want to commend you, Anna, and our team at the city, the city attorney's office, and the labor relations of getting to yes with Local 483 and to the union as well, because we have these shared values, we have these shared goals, and it takes an effective partnership with our labor union and our workers to get there. So I'm very happy that we're at this point. Look forward to more work together under this agreement and others. Aye. Thank you all.